Hello.
Hello, this is Sarah, giving you a courtesy callback from Omex Health. I see you placed your number on our callback list here.
Yes. I moved March 1st and I called and gave somebody my new address and I'm almost out of the Omex 3.
Okay, let me pull it up for you and let me make sure those changes and everything was made. May I get your first and last name, please?
My what?
Your first and your last name.
Dottie Clark, D-O-T-T-I, Clark, C-L-A-R-K.
Thank you, Ms. Clark.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Ms. Clark, could you please go ahead and verify the shipping address for security purposes?
1451 South Greenville Avenue, apartment 4218, Allen, Texas, 75002.
Okay, and that's the one that, okay, that looks like it has that on the ship to name. Let me see why it says the item is invalid, because it tried to go out 7/13. Let me see. It looks like we have two cards on file. Which one should be on file, the one that ends in 9763 or the one that ends in 1801?
Phone number?
No, ma'am. Your card number. There looks like there's two cards on file.
The card?
Yes, the card that should be on file, correct.
Okay, I'll have to go get it. I don't know
okay.
what it is.
I'm sorry, I just need the last four. I apologize. I just have two of them here on file. I just want to make sure we have the correct one.
There are two of them Visa? Are they both Visas?
One's Discover, one's a Visa.
The Discover's no good, so the Visa's
okay.
good.
Okay, so the 1801. All right, give me 1 second.
Okay.
They actually had them both on file for you, so when they had them both on file for you, the order didn't go through. All right, so is the billing address the 345?
No.
So the billing address should be the 1451. It has your shipping address as the 1451, which is what you confirmed. Is the billing address still 345, or have you already changed it over to the 1451?
It's 1451.
For your new billing address on your card, you've already called your bank and everything and changed it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me get these done. Give me 1 second, ma'am. Okay, I have to go change that here. Thank you for being patient, ma'am. I apologize about that.
They were under quarantine, assisted living, and we had somebody test positive, and so we had to close down for weeks. Now we're having another person is testing today, so
oh,
we may
wow.
be down again, I know, and my washer and dryer aren't working, so.
Oh, no. It's one thing after another.
Pardon?
I said it's like it's one thing after another.
Yeah, it is, but you know what? I'm not going anywhere.
Well, there you go. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
All right. And that's going to be number 4218, correct? On that address, it should be 1451 South Greenville Avenue, number 4218.
Right.
Okay. And that's Allen, Texas. Allen, Texas. Okay. And that zip for that is going to be 75002. Okay, they still had your old address on file here too, also like going forward for future billing. So we're going to make sure we get this changed for you.
Yeah.
All right. Is the city is Allen, Texas. Okay, perfect. I think I got everything changed for you now.
Okay. They closed down the cafeteria in the middle of March. I moved in the 1st of March, and they closed down the cafeteria 2 weeks later, and they've been bringing us our food three times a day since the middle of March.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want this order to go through today, is this correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, let me... All right, what's today? Today's date, July the 27th. Okay, I'm almost done here. Just trying to fix everything. All right. And then you want to do, it's going to be in the amount of the $150.
Is that what it is?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be $150 for the order.
Okay.
For the six boxes. All right, I'm going to go ahead and try to get that process through. And you did, they, you said they have you pretty locked down over there, right?
Yeah.
Like y'all can't really do anything.
Yeah. They bring us our mail and.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like prison.
We're just getting to the point where we could have the washer dryer guy was supposed to come tomorrow. That's the first day of repair people come. Become a fit test positive, so.
Oh, God. That is tough.
But if you're having the virus, I'll tell you. My son was so glad I was coming here because I would be with people. Little did he know I'd be in my room by myself.
Okay. All right. So I think I got March 20th. Okay. That, I see why it declined. Your card expired March 20th.
Then I guess I need to get my card out.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me look. Okay, you want this, it's the same number, isn't it? 1801 is the end?
Let me double check. 1801, yes, ma'am.
Okay, the new card expires 0324.
0324, okay. All right, so that's the one that you're going to be using here going forward. All right. So let me get that changed. I think I got that saved now. I should be able to go ahead and process your order through. All right, then again, that's the amount of $150. Okay. I think what it's actually going to make me do, since you're adding a new card here on file,
uh-huh.
It's going to actually have me re-get your new card. Hold on. Let me just go find that offer really quick that you did have. All right. So, okay, so I'd have to re-get your card information up again for the order since you had to update the expiration date. And also with the new, we actually have a new offer for it. So instead of it being $150, you actually get $4 off. It's $144 now. So that's how much you'll be going forward every 6 months. It's going to be the automatic $144 for your 6 month.
Okay.
All right. So we got your card here on file. Okay. What's this? I think it only asks me for the CVV code that's on the back of that card.
Oh, 158.
158. Okay. Because it looks like the card was already put in. Okay. All right. So 144 is going to be the purchase of that. Let me make sure we have the billing and the shipping. So you did say the billing and the shipping address on your card is already changed to the 1451 South Greenville Avenue. Okay, perfect. Okay, I think that was a part of the issue too on the old account is they just had that address stuck on there. Okay, Allen, Texas, 75002. Okay, perfect. It looks like we got everything put in for you now. And you did say 158 for the security code on the back of that card.
Right.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and process this through for you.
Okay.
All right, so it looks like it went through successfully. All right, it did. It went through successfully. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and give you, would you like to write down an order number or anything?
Maybe I should. I had to get to my purse to get the card. Let me get to my notes so I can write it. Okay.
All right, so your new order number is going to be, it's going to be 145-9117.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do today for you?
That's it today. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Thank you for calling us today at OMAX Health.